Good morning. Welcome to St. Patrick's Cathedral. Today is Wednesday of the 13th week in Ordinary Time. Our celebrant is Monsignor Lamort. This Mass is being offered for Rodrigo A. Hidalgo.
Please rise and let us sing together our entrance hymn, number 524, For the Beauty of the Earth, number 524.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins as we prepare to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who by the precious blood of your only begotten Son have redeemed the whole world, preserve in us the work of your mercy, so that ever honoring the mystery of our salvation, we may merit to obtain its fruits through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the book of Genesis. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. Isaac grew, and on the day of the child's weaning, Abraham held a great feast. Sarah noticed the son whom Hagar the Egyptian had borne to Abraham playing with her son Isaac. So she demanded of Abraham, "Drive out that slave and her son. No son of that slave is going to share the inheritance with my son Isaac." Abraham was greatly distressed, especially on account of his son Ishmael. But God said to Abraham, "Do not be distressed about the boy or about your slave woman. Heed the demands of Sarah, no matter what she is asking of you, for it is through Isaac that descendants shall bear your name. As for the son of the slave woman, I will also make a great nation of him, since he too is your offspring." Early the next morning, Abraham got some bread and a skin of water and gave them to Hagar. Then, placing the child on her back, he sent her away. As she roamed aimlessly in the wilderness of Beersheba, the water in the skin was used up. So she put the child down under a shrub and then went and sat down opposite him, about a bow shot away. For she said to herself, "Let me not watch to see the child die." As she sat opposite Ishmael, he began to cry. God heard the boy's cry, and God's messenger called to Hagar from heaven. "What is the matter, Hagar? Don't be afraid. God has heard the boy's cry in this plight of his. Arise, lift up the boy and hold him by the hand, for I will make of him a great nation." Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. She went and filled the skin with water and let the boy drink. God was with the boy as he grew up. The word of the Lord. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. When the poor one called out, the Lord heard and from all his distress he saved him. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. Fear the Lord, you his holy ones, for naught is lacking to those who fear him. The great grow poor and hungry, but those who seek the Lord want for no good thing. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. Come, children, hear me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Which of you desires life and takes delight in prosperous days? The Lord hears the cry of the poor.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus came to the territory of the Gerasene seas, two demoniacs who were coming from the tombs met him. They were so savage that no one could travel by that road. They cried out, "What have you to do with us, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us because of the appointed time?" Some distance away, a herd of many swine was feeding. The demons pleaded with him, "If you drive us out, send us into that herd of swine." And he said to them, "Go then." They came out and entered the swine, and the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea where they were drowned. The swineherds ran away, and when they came to the town, they reported everything, including what had happened to the demoniacs. Thereupon the whole town came out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they begged him to leave their district. The Gospel of the Lord. It strikes me from time to time, reading Holy Scripture, whether it's the Old Testament or the New Testament, that very often there's a lot of drama, and we find it, I think, in this morning's reading from the book of Genesis. But it makes me realize, anyway, that in my own family, an Italian-American family, there's a lot of drama among the nuclear family, with me and my younger sister and our brother, both gone to the Lord, and even in the extended family, among aunts and uncles and cousins. I think that's what makes us so lovable. But in most families, they are fraught very often with jealousy and tension and cruelty and maybe even more. It's just a fact of life. It's the way that we live in the world. Because everybody has different preferences. And I know in my family, the basic needs of one person might conflict with the basic needs of the others in the household. I, as the oldest, had needs that I expected from my mother and father. They had expectations of me. I was the oldest, so I had to set the example. My younger sister was the middle child and the only girl, so she had some privilege there, But my brother Jimmy and I sometimes resented that she was the favored one because she was daddy's little girl. And even Jimmy, my younger brother, as the baby of the family, and with my mother and father having raised two kids before he came along, his needs were very different too. So there were lots of conflict in our household over the way that we were treated, not only by our parents, but I think maybe even by the sisters and teachers in the school. We can only trust that God will be with our families as he was with the families in the book of Genesis in the Old Testament. Through our most difficult times, we know from our familiarity with Holy Scripture, in the most difficult times, God is always with us.
Brothers and sisters, we now offer our prayers to God for the church and for the world. And so we pray for the church throughout the world, that the Holy Spirit will help us recognize one another as the body of Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For civic leaders, that the Holy Spirit will open their minds to truth and justice. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who suffer discord in families or communities, that God will reconcile them to one another. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us gathered here, that the Lord will increase in us a desire for him and for peace, which he alone can give. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for all those who have passed away in the light of faith, that God will raise them to the splendor of heaven. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
O God, you hear the cry of the poor. In your mercy, listen now to our cries, and if it be your will, grant us what we ask, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this bread to offer, which the earth has given and human hands have made. It will become for us the bread of life. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness, we have this wine to offer, fruit of the vine, work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Lord God, we ask you to receive us. Be pleased with the sacrifice we offer. Brothers and sisters, pray that my sacrifice and yours will be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
As we offer our oblation to your majesty, O Lord, may we draw near in these mysteries to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and celebrate anew the sprinkling of his blood in which lies all of our salvation, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For through the saving passion of your Son, the whole world has received a heart to confess the infinite power of your majesty. Since by the wondrous power of the cross, your judgment on the world is now revealed and the authority of Christ crucified. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks, as in exaltation we acclaim.
Full of your glory, Hosanna in the
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Leo, our Pope, Timothy, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy
that you should enter under my roof,
but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Let us sing together our communion hymn, number 680. O Sacred Heart, All Holy, number 680.
Let us pray. Refreshed, O Lord, by the saving food and drink, we pray that we may always be bathed in the blood of our Savior, so that it may become for us a spring of water welled up to eternal life through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth. The Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
Let us sing together our recessional hymn, number 612, Let All Things Now Living, number 612.